Isaiah chapter 5. Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard in a very fruitful hill, and he fenced it in, and he gathered out the stones of that place, and planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and he also made a wine press within it. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem, and men of Yehuda, judge, I ask of you, between me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard than I have not done in it? For what reason, when I looked and expected that it should bring forth grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? And now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge around it, and it will be eaten up. And I will break down the wall of it, and it will be trodden down. And I will lay it waste, it will not be pruned, nor dug out. There shall come up briars and thorns, and I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of Yahweh of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Yehuda his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but he saw oppression. He looked for righteousness, but he heard a cry. Woe to those who join house to house, who lay field to field until there is no place, else that they may be placed alone in the midst of the earth. In my ears, said Yahweh of hosts, of a truth many houses will be desolate, great and fair houses without inhabitant. Yes, 10 acres of vineyard will yield one bath, and the seed of an omer will yield an ephah. Woe to those who rise up early in the morning, so that they can follow strong drink. Woe to those who continue until night, until wine inflames them. And the harp, and the viol, and the tabret, and the pipe, and the wine are in their feasts, but they do not regard the work of Yahweh, neither do they consider the operation of his hands. For this reason my people are gone into captivity, because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude is dried up with thirst. For this reason the grave has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their honor and their multitude and their pomp and he who rejoices will descend into it. And the mean man will be brought down, and the mighty man will be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty will be humbled. But Yahweh of hosts will be exalted in judgment, and El that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. Then shall the lambs feed after their manner, and the waste places of the fat ones will strangers eat. Woe to them who draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin, as it were, with a cart rope, who say, let him make speed, and hasten his work, so that we can see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come, so that we may know of it. Woe to those who call evil good, and good evil, who put darkness for light, and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe to those that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink, who justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, just as the fire devours the stubble, and just as the flame consumes the chaff, so their root will be like rottenness, and their blossom will go up like dust, because they have thrown away the law of Yahweh of hosts, and they despise the word of the Holy One of Israel. For this reason is the anger of Yahweh kindled against his people, and he has stretched out his hand against them, and he has struck them. And the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets. But for all of this his anger is not turned away, but instead his hand is still stretched out against them. And he will lift up an ensign to the nations from afar, and will hiss to them from the end of the earth, and look, they will come with speed swiftly. No one will be weary nor stumble among them. No one of them will slumber nor sleep. Neither will the girdle of their loins be loosed, nor the latchet of their foot coverings be broken. They are the ones whose arrows are sharp, and all their bows are bent. Their horses' hooves will be counted like flint, and their wheels like a whirlwind. Their roaring will be like that of a lion. They will roar like young lions. Yes, they will roar. And they will lay hold of the prey, and they will carry that prey away safely, and none of them will be delivered. And in that day They will roar against them like the roaring of the sea, and if one looks to the land, or toward the land, he will see darkness and sorrow, and the light is darkened in the heavens of that land. End of chapter.